Getting worms drunk might help fight alcoholism. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Pierce Shimomura, assistant professor of neuroscience at the University of Texas at Austin, is working with worms to experiment with medications aimed at treating alcohol addiction.
Imagine a special serum that gives you superhuman abilities to drink your opponents under the table while staying completely sober yourself. Research from my lab might someday make such a drug possible. Superpowers aside, our main interest is to help alcoholics overcome addiction and cope with withdrawal. As an unlikely first step, we've discovered a way to create mutant worms that resist the effects of alcohol. These worms can't get drunk. So how do we know if a worm is drunk? The worm in question, C. elegans, models intoxication by crawling more slowly. Although people obviously aren't worms, the nervous systems of worm and man are composed of the same molecules. When drunk, here's what happens at the molecular level. Alcohol sticks to a molecule on a brain cell, like a key fitting into a lock. When alcohol binds this target, it triggers the cell to respond in ways that we associate with intoxication. We genetically engineered worms to carry a modified human alcohol target, essentially jamming the alcohol lock. These mutant worms failed to get drunk. Luckily, the mutation only affects its response to alcohol and not other important bodily functions. Alcohol's effects on the body are complex, however, so more research will be needed to find out whether the mutation affects tolerance, craving, withdrawal, and other human symptoms that can't be measured in worms. But eventually, the alcohol-blocking mutation discovered in the worms might lead to a drug that could help alcoholics and counteract the intoxicating and addictive effects of alcohol.
That was John Pierce Shimomura of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
It's been a while since I can say that I wasn't addicted, and it's been a while since I can say.